Telling Secrets by David Dixon, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Was this a secret Louisa should keep? As I have loved you, love one another. Hymns number 308. Louisa closed her math book when the bell rang. She hadn't been able to focus on the problems for the last hour anyway. All the other students rushed out. It was the last class on Friday. Normally, Louisa felt excited about the weekend, too, but today she couldn't feel anything but worried. Not since lunch. That was when her best friend, Carlotta, had asked her a question.
Can you keep a secret?
At the time, Louisa had leaned in and nodded eagerly. She was good at keeping secrets. She thought for sure Carlotta was going to tell her about some cute boy she had a crush on. But Carlotta's secret wasn't fun at all. A voice interrupted Louisa's thoughts. She blinked and looked up from her desk. "Did you have a question about your homework, Louisa?" her teacher asked. All the other students had already left the room.
"No,"
Louisa answered. She met her teacher's eyes. She just had to tell somebody. But Carlotta had made her promise not to.
"I've got to catch the bus,"
Louisa said quickly. She put on her coat and hurried out into the cold winter air. The whole bus ride home, Louisa felt so nervous inside she could hardly stand it. Her chest felt tight, like it was hard to breathe. Louisa couldn't stop thinking about Carlotta's secret. At lunch, Carlotta said she had been doing something that was dangerous. Louisa could still hardly believe what she'd heard. She thought she knew her best friend. She couldn't imagine Carlotta doing something scary like that. When lunch ended, Carlotta had made Louisa promise never to tell anyone. But what if Carlotta got hurt? Louisa tried to block out the laughing and talking around her in the bus as she closed her eyes and prayed in her heart.
"Please, Heavenly Father, help me know what to do. I don't want my friend to be mad at me, but I don't want anything bad to happen to her either. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen."
The walk home from the bus stop felt longer than usual. Wouldn't Mom be able to tell something was wrong when Louisa got home? What would she say? Looking at the snow on the ground, Louisa remembered the snowball fight she and Carlotta had started with some other kids at the park last week. That was so much fun. She thought about the other things she and Carlotta loved doing together. Hanging out, hiking, doing homework, playing sports. What would it be like if Louisa told her secret and Carlotta didn't want to be her friend anymore? The thought made Louisa's stomach twist into an even tighter knot. Then she had another thought. Right now, the most important thing was what was best for Carlotta, not what Carlotta might think about her. Carlotta needed a true friend, a friend who would help her be safe. Louisa knew Jesus always did what was best for others, even if some people didn't like him. Louisa knew what she needed to do. She had to talk to Mom about it. She would also call Carlotta and tell her how worried she was and that a grown-up needed to help. Maybe then Carlotta would talk to her mom, too. Louisa's heart felt lighter as she walked up to her front door.
"Mom?"
she called as she went inside.
"Can we talk?"
Carlotta might end up being mad, but Louisa knew this was the right thing to do. She would be a true friend. Some secrets are too important to keep. What secrets should you tell?
Sidebar. A friend cares. A friend loves. A friend listens. And a friend reaches out. President Thomas S. Monson, To the Rescue, Ensign, May 2001, page 50.
When Should I Tell? By Jan Pinborough, Church Magazines. If somebody is playing a dangerous game, taking medicine that isn't his, eating, drinking, or sniffing something strange, hurting her body, doing something he doesn't want adults to know about. If somebody tries to get you to do anything from the list above, shows pictures of people without clothes, asks you to look at or touch their body or let them look at or touch your body, asks you to keep a secret about something that makes you feel bad, is bullying or talking disrespectfully to you or someone else, in person, by text, or online. If something makes you feel unsafe or uncomfortable, doesn't seem right, or gives you an uh-oh feeling. Listen to the Holy Ghost and trust your feelings. Be brave. You are strong. Speaking up can help you and others be safe. Who can I tell? A parent, a grandparent or guardian, a school teacher or counselor, a church teacher or leader, an older brother or sister, a doctor, a friend who can help you tell an adult. You don't need to feel alone with a secret. An adult can help you know what to do. Keep telling people until you get the help you need. End of the section, When Should I Tell? By Jan Pinborough, Church Magazines. End of the article, Telling Secrets by David Dixon, Church Magazines.